This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we'll be on Fridays all throughout the spring and summer. You know, Chickies, basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. You mentioned you watched most of that hockey game last night between Canada and the U.S. I saw the very end of it. Does it make you... Now, what a win for the NHL to have something that so many people were into, especially when the NBA is having like the worst all-star.
Right.
Does it make you more likely to care about hockey when you watch something like that? Or,
you know what? It would make me care more about that exhibition.
That exhibition.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know what else it puts to shame? The NBA midseason tournament, who nobody cares about.
That nobody cares about, exactly.
They do that.
I pay more attention to that than I didn't even pay attention to the in-season tournament for the NBA. But let me ask you this, because you brought this up the other day when we were talking about the NBA All-Star game as a possibility moving forward. They do the Europeans versus the United States. See, that would be something I would be interested in.
So I think they did it 4 years ago.
The NBA
can't remember.
Did?
I think they did year. I think they just have to commit to it.
Yeah.
The one thing the NBA screws up is they screw around with everything so much. I had no idea what was happening with the All-Star game.
I had no idea what that was. Sunday.
Like I didn't even know they were doing it.
The concept,
And I do a basketball podcast, and I didn't even know what was going on. They screw around with it too much. I think the thing with hockey is, and it's the same thing with baseball, high-stakes hockey and high-stakes baseball are the best because of the limited number of times that anybody scores, and like the tension is just so high.
Now, that was great last night. That was playoff hockey.
Yep.
It was intense. You know, the fact that you got great players on both sides, and this whole thing with Canada versus USA, it had an Olympic feel to it.
They did boo during O Canada.
Yeah, they did.
They
awesome.
Booed. Yep.
And I'm into the Olympics.
You're big Olympics.
Yeah, I like the Olympics. I do that whole thing. So I was into that last night. And if the NBA were to do that, I would enjoy watching that as an all-star game, because I think there are some pride the USA players would have to take in competing against those international players because of the backlash the American-born players would get
if they lost.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, not even just the players. I actually, now that you're saying it, I think it gives the fans something to care about.
Yeah, how about that? Yes.
I don't care if East beats West.
Right.
I don't care if Chuck's team beats Kenny's team.
Right.
None of that means anything to me. But I think it's why everybody gets involved in the World Cup with soccer is because we can cheer for, and not anything negative about the rest of the world, but we can have some pride in the United States is winning.
I agree.
And I think if the fans care, the fans will be even more pissed off if the U.S. team
wins. Which will absolutely make the players care.
That is a good point. Yep. 215-592-9494. Oh, by the way, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A.J. Brown says the offense should change drastically next year. Do you agree? 60.1% say it's got to change. No, fine as is. Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas? What's going on, chickies?
What it do, Drew?
What it do?
Once again, feels great waking up a champion, part of the Jalen Hurts Championship Club.
Oh, okay.
And got a couple of points today. So, first off, just thinking about the draft. I mean, I know you guys haven't talked much about that yet. I know the combine is just about to start. But I'd like to see us make a splash with a Power 5 edge rusher. I know, you know, you guys aren't real fans of football because, like, you don't watch college football. You're not a real fan. But I would like – I don't know if you guys
I'm your draft expert here.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Nick Starkton from A&M or the other A&M edge rusher. They're both pretty much elite. Or as much as I hate to say it, not out Corey, but Jack Sawyer knows how to win, played a lot of experience in college, be a great addition to the team, or how he works the magic with the miserable franchise in the top 10 pick and get Jalen Walker.
Who? Who'd you say? Who was that last player?
Jalen Walker, Georgia Ed. He won a Buckus Award.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a Georgia Bulldog.
He's supposed to go top 10, so, I mean, it'll be rough, but
come on, Andrew. Don't lose steam, man.
We're talking about the draft in February? Come on. I'll know who the hell these guys are in a month. Just give it a rest. The draft. They have the 32nd pick. Give it a rest. Wait till 2 weeks before the draft. What are we talking about?
It's talking about Howie Roseman making some magic here. So.
All right.
But it is a long way away, though, okay, Andrew.
Yeah. And they would be –
they haven't even gone to the combine yet.
They have a very young defense, and they're the fourth cheapest defense in terms of cap space.
Yep.
And it's important when you're going to invest, you're going to pay almost every offensive lineman, pay both your wide receivers, pay your quarterback. You're going to have to save money somewhere, and they saved it with young players on defense. But then – you're at this point, that the good point you're making, okay, Andrew, is you just can't pay everybody. So you hit on guys like Milton Williams, and maybe you can't hang on to him because of the price tag. And if you're going to continue to spend the weight that you do on offense, you're going to have to replace players at a lower cost on defense. I'm just not ready to hear the exact players yet.
We're definitely taking Jack Sawyer out of Ohio State.
Oh, there we go.
Next thing, Mike, your question of the day.
Yes.
Of course, Jalen would want to throw more. I mean, it's this new offense, and I do think the offense will change. But the thing is, he's had more responsibility this year. Like I said before, and his mindset is that he'll run and pass and do what it takes to win. Would you rather put up stats or trophies?
I know that's not what we're talking about. I'm not going to have this same argument every time. Do I want stats or trophies? I want trophies, but they're not. You know, like a lot of good players, didn't Saquon Barkley have stats? There are plenty of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that had good stats. They're not like, it's not one or the other. So that is not, I'm not going to have this argument over and over and over again. They were able to do it this year. They're not going to be able to do it next year. If you're going to go into next year assuming that you can give Saquon Barkley the ball 500 times again, you're insane. There's no chance. Or there's very little chance, and you certainly can't bank on it. You cannot bank on it. So
I agree. Agree with that.
Okay.
But I do think Jalen's going to throw the ball more. That's what I just said that. And I think that when everyone's healthy next season, that everyone's going to get a chance to eat, and we'll be back. But to switch one more topic, talking baseball real quick, to your point yesterday, the leadoff spot, or the other day, I like Boehm and I like Turner at the top of the lineup, and we need someone at the edge of the lineup that can move with speed. So either Boehm or Turner at the top, and I do think that...
Well, Boehm is the slowest guy on the team.
Well...
He is.
Well,
he's not slower than Schwarber.
I bet you in a foot race Schwarber wins it.
he
that would be sad.
And he's proven he can get on base last season. He's proven his potential. We just got to see it more consistent.
Yeah, he's just – I think he's too – thank you for the call,
Yeah, when you bring up speed,
he's too slow for the top of the lineup.
Yes.
Not even for – it's not about – and this is one thing Trey Turner said yesterday. It's not about stealing bases necessarily. It's about if you get on and you're on – it's about getting first to third on a second. It's about scoring runs. It's about advancing base runners. And if you're Alec Bohm, he's not a guy that gets first to third on a single. He – you know, he's just – it's like he's running on ice or something. So,
I tell you what, though, you put him in between Turner and Bryce.
We'll get some pitches to hit.
He
gets
some pitches. He does make contact.
Yep. But I even think that even more makes me want to hit Bryce second, because I think even putting Bohm and Schwarber behind Bryce. So now that we're on baseball, so Buzz told me this. I had no idea they were doing it. Baseball is experimenting with a thing in spring training now called the ball strike challenge. So what you can do is a manager can't do it, but a pitcher, a catcher, or a hitter can immediately challenge the call of a ball or a strike, and they immediately go to like the I guess there's lasers there or whatever, like the box that we see on TV,
right?
And they can correct it there. And you get two of them a game. You get two wrong ones a game. So if you're right, you keep your two, right? And if you're wrong,
it's like a challenge.
Yeah,
in football. Yeah.
Now,
but in football, you can lose them even if you're right.
Do you?
Yeah. If you get two right, you get a third, but you can't go beyond three.
Right.
You get infinite number of them.
Oh, really?
If you're right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay. We can be doing this all game?
I guess the batter has to touch his head. What does the pitcher have to do, Buzz?
Same thing. You just tap your head.
Tap your head.
Okay.
What do you think of it?
I think it can slow the game down, but I don't know how much. You know, we're sitting here watching these games, and they have that damn box on our TV screen, and
drives you crazy.
Yeah, we're questioning balls and strikes all the time. So I guess if there's a way that it could be done without it being...
It should be instant.
Right,
really.
Yeah. I guess. I tell you what, I'm going to be interested to watch it in the spring.
I would be interested to watch it. I can only imagine it happening in a high-leverage situation.
Yeah.
Say the end of a game, base is loaded. Your guy gets called out on a third strike. We have one left. He taps his helmet.
Now, I love that part of it.
That part.
And vice versa, if it's a pitcher who feels like he threw a strike and didn't get the call.
To me, it's like... If you could just tell me whether it's a ball or a strike with a computer in 1 second, why are we not just doing that with every pitch? It doesn't make any sense to me. All the umpire should be doing is hearing a thing in his ear and saying ball or strike. Like, what are we
that's
using?
That's eventually coming, I think.
Yeah, but like...
See, that's what I'm a little afraid of.
See, I don't think we should do it at all. I would rather just have the umpire do it.
Right.
And I don't even think we should be seeing the box on TV because it makes us crazy.
It does.
So to me, it's like... It's all for me with instant replay. If the point is, they always say it's about getting it right. If it's about getting it right, we can get balls and strikes right without umpires every single time. We don't need them. Like, what do we need challenges for to get it wrong or right? Like, why are we slowing the game down, even if by 5 seconds, if we know what the answer is every single pitch? It's just like it's one or the other to me. It's not both like this. Right. I hate challenges in every sport, actually.
I do like the strategy that this brings of like when to deploy it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, oh, you only have two, and it's like, do you use it in the first or second?
Right, you don't, you can't be wasting it on the first batter.
You can't be wasting it on the first batter. And, like, if you got guys on the bench, like, chirping at the umpire, they go, use the challenge. Like, that's just the immediate response.
Yeah. I'm not completely put off by it, but I do want to see how it works. I like the idea of it late in the game, and something like that happens. That's when we mainly complain about balls and strikes, when it is, we're in a more high-leverage situation where the results certainly will matter. Because the pitch clock, I wasn't sure how it was going to work.
Pitch clock's awesome.
And then I wind up loving it.
Yeah. I like golden at bat better than the challenge.
What's the golden at bat?
That's when you, at any point during the, or in the last three innings.
Oh, yeah, y'all brought that up.
You can send somebody out to bat.
I like that idea, too.
I love golden at bat.
I kind of like that
idea. I'll fight Jack on that forever. You talk about drama. There's drama.
Well, you can put anybody in there to hit. Yeah, I like that, too.
That's drama.
Hey, man, give baseball some credit, man.
They try.
A sport that's stuck in their old ways for so many years. They're at least starting to change some things around. And the pitch clock was awesome.
Pitch clock incredible.
2.5 hour games, 2 hour games. Come on, man. Can't beat that.
I also love the ghost runner in extra innings.
Yep.
I love it because it moves the game along. It adds a little. Think about how many extra inning games you watch where there were no base runners.
I agree.
There was no excitement.
Yeah.
Now you're one hit away from scoring a run, even without hitting a home run in extra innings.
And I was in favor of keeping a 7-inning doubleheader.
I like 7-inning doubleheader, too.
Well, Ike over here wants 7-inning playoff games. Just all season.
Now, hold on. Did I say playoff games?
No, I exaggerated a little bit.
I didn't know if I'd said that or not.
Would anybody really complain about 7-inning games? Would anybody really complain if they got out of there, like, 45 minutes
earlier? Pitch clock and 7 innings? Game would be an hour long.
Fine. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, Buzz, we don't need to sit around all day.
I got tweets to look at. Robin Princeton, you're on WIP.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. The Barkley factor, there's two things we know for sure. John Mara's losing sleep over $2 million and an extra year's salary. And also the blueprint is out there now for Baltimore and Buffalo to beat them. But the Barkley factor on the overall league, I would really like to hear your guys' opinion on one. Will we see 1% more play calls run league-wide? Also, more of a balanced attack as pass all the time? And also the salaries of the running back, as he brought respect and more money for the running back?
I think the running back thing is an interesting question. I don't think it happens right away. But I do think if we see another year where running backs are this sort of important and dominant, I think we could get to a place where, but I don't think what's interesting about it is sort of like a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You can draft a quarterback high and it could change your team. You can't. I don't think you can draft a running back high if your team isn't already good and change your team because the offensive line
on
is
on a running back.
Well, but the offensive line is still incredibly important.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I do think they could.
Yeah.
I do think it'll be interesting to see how defenses adjust, to see if defenses start playing differently. Because what started happening, everybody started playing the Vic Fangio, too high, and that's why people, and they couldn't go deep anymore. So they just decided, well, we're going to work with the area that's there.
Yeah.
What we have to look for is, does defense adjust again to the way teams are running the ball, and do running backs stay this important? But I think if we see another year of it, I think we could see bigger contracts for running backs.
Yeah, I think it still boils down to each individual player. And what I mean by that is every running back isn't created the same.
Yep.
Right? Just like every quarterback isn't created the same. And for me, and I've always been a proponent of this, you pay special players. See, the thing I didn't like is that they had started to throw a blanket over the position regardless of how special the player was.
Right.
Right? And so, to me, the Derrick Henrys, the Saquon Barkleys, even a Josh Jacobs, who was able to do what he did. People, Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing 2 years ago, I believe it was, with the Raiders. And the Raiders didn't want to pay him.
Maybe it's more about every quarterback gets paid. Maybe for running back, it's the top five.
That's the way
paid.
I look at it. Yes, yep. That's the way I would look at it, is those special guys should get paid.
Rob, yeah. NASCAR started today in 1948. What is something that you that is really popular that you just don't get?
Okay, I just want to throw in Christian McCaffrey, the NFC.
He's another one.
Running
yeah.
San Francisco 2 years ago. Yep. So if Derrick Henry does it again, leads his team to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Well, and then just real quick, Rob, just off of that, the other thing will be how can quarterbacks can play for 20 years.
The physical abuse, yes.
Can running backs, because Christian McCaffrey has not been able to hold up. You know, Saquon, before he got here, had some injury issues.
That's legit.
We'll see how many can actually, you know, shoulder this kind of load. That's another question, too.
Right. Okay. The thing I don't quite understand is there's three professional leagues. I find it shocking that LA didn't approve it for their Olympics in 2028. Brisbane, Australia is going to possibly approve it in 2032. The top guys make a $2.5 million salary, earnings, and winnings and endorsements. Ben Johns is pickleball. I mean, people build their recreational life and their sporting life over pickleball as opposed to a traditional tennis.
You don't get it? You don't get pickleball?
I understand the recreational value of it, but there's no way I'm going to pay $50, $75 for a good seat live to see it play.
To watch it.
I'll watch a baseball game. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for the call, Rob. I didn't know people watched pickleball. I thought pickleball was just this sport that if you're old and washed, you can play because you can't play basketball anymore, you know?
Yeah. It's funny because when I ran into T.O. down there in New Orleans, he had just left the pickleball tournament.
Was he playing?
Yeah.
Like a huge pickleball guy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So pickleball is basically like tennis, but with – and it's always doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And – what is the difference between that and tennis, Buzz? I actually have never watched pickleball. Is there a big difference between
it's more so that the ball just doesn't bounce as far and the court's a little bit smaller. So to your point about being old and washed, you just cover less ground.
Oh. I mean, maybe pickleball's fun. Maybe we should do a WIP afternoon show pickleball.
A nice summer thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the game where they hit the ball off the wall?
Racquetball or squash?
Racquetball, that's what that is, yeah.
I played racquetball when I was younger. Racquetball is hard. Squash is impossible.
Squash, never even heard of it.
So squash, the difference in racquetball, the racket, the actual head of the racket is very close to your hand.
Right.
And the ball is really bouncy.
Yeah.
Squash, it has a longer racket with a smaller head, and the ball, it barely bounces anywhere. Squash was big where I went to high school because I went to a hoity-toity rich kid school, and they all played squash. I tried squash for 2 days, and I was I was done.
Yeah, never even seen squash.
Yeah.
Racquetball, though, I am familiar with.
Yeah, racquetball. Well,
I've actually tried that before.
Yeah, well, most gyms you would go to would have racquetball courts.
Yep.
You know?
Like LA Fitness or,
They would all have those.
Yeah.
And Buzz, are you a pickleball guy?
I have never played pickleball, though I have observed pickleball.
Because you're younger, but you're like washed as a young guy.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing doesn't look like you have much athletic ability. I don't like you're a guy who played sports. Maybe your parents forced you when you were in that youth age.
No, they didn't force me.
Well, I'm just saying, they not forced you, but they encouraged you to play in that youthful age. And then once you get to, like, middle school and high school, you realize your athletic ability wasn't really where the other kids' athletic ability was. And you just pretty much watched sports from that point on.
I was a high school baseball player, and I was an eighth grade basketball all-star because I was taller than everybody. I hit puberty early.
Okay.
But that's where it peaked.
Did not guess that.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you just coming at Buzz, telling me he never
played
sports.
You never played sports. You never played the game. What do you have an opinion?
Well, listen. That's not it. Not about you having an opinion. Believe me. A lot of people who haven't played sports that have an opinion. I'm used to that.
I see you looking at me. I played sports in high school.
Yeah, I'm looking at Spike, too.
Yeah.
And there's a list of you guys at the station that I feel like have never played a sport in your life.
So what?
So I apologize to you, Buzz, because I didn't know you played high school baseball.
So
did you actually play, though, or were you on a team?
No, I actually played.
What position?
Outfield.
You want to give me a position?
Right field.
Okay.
Right or left field?
Well, yeah, I didn't think it was center field. Yep.
No, I'm not covering that kind of
ground. That's a shot again. That's a shot again.
Well, he has a heavy bottom.
That's one way to put it. Yeah.
Am I right, Buzz?
No, I do.
Yeah, he has a heavy bottom.
Thick with a couple of C's.
Yeah, yeah. He's got thick legs. So, yeah, I didn't expect him to play center field.
Now, Boomer at FAN, Boomer Esiason, would call the people he thinks, the people who didn't play sports, NARPs.
NARPs.
Non-athletic regular person. And when he didn't like your opinion on sport, he would just call you a NARP and move on. You are far more accepting of us, though I can see in your head you have a NARP meter on all of us, even if you don't say it out loud, especially if you don't like the opinion on something.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Buzz is going to handle the top 5 of 5 next with Jackie out. Buzz, what do we have to look forward to?
A lot of cliches. Going to start hearing them in spring training tomorrow. We're going to rank them.
Oh, the top 5 baseball cliches.
And there's... Baseball is where you get the most cliches.
Oh, it's made of cliches. On the bump. Well, I hope I didn't take one of yours there.
The spring training specific cliches.
Okay, spring training specifically. All right. We'll talk to you as well. Do you think the Eagles offense needs to change drastically like A.J. Brown said? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.